Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining Gary Ellerson, the former Packer and Badger running back, the Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, and myself, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, now is Dick Girardi, longtime horse racing writer for the Philadelphia Daily News. Follow him on Twitter at Dick Girardi. He's on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider Towering Drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. How are you doing today? Thanks for coming on.
I'm doing great, guys. How about you?
Doing really good. And obviously you're coming on a show where there's not a lot of horse racing knowledge probably on this show one way or the other. But I feel like the Kentucky Derby is kind of like the NCAA tournament to a certain degree, right? Where not everybody really knows everything about the college basketball teams or whatever, but everybody wants to get involved one way or the other with a bracket. And I feel like the Kentucky Derby is the same way with those novice people that want to bet or have a party with their big hats on and have a reason to have a couple of beverages. I feel like the Derby has that same type of deal as the NCAA tournament.
You are 100% correct. It's a great analogy. I know I've used it in some of the stories. So yeah, look at it this way, right? The NCAA tournament, there's 68 teams, and then they're all trying to get to the Final Four, right? The Derby is the Final Four, the horse racing version of the same thing. The difference is it's the Final 20, and it's only one race instead of three games like at the Final Four. But for months now, the horses have been separating themselves and the big preparations, similar to like the regionals and the different rounds in the NCAA tournament. And one by one, they fall away, and only the best get to come to Kentucky. So now we're down to the Final One, and we got 20 horses going for the Derby, but your analogy is spot on.
You know, that's the other thing. Last year when we had you on talking about the horse racing and everything that was going on with Baffert, I had said that, you know, he should be suspended, not allowed at these major races, whatever the case may be. And then shortly after that, a suspension indeed did come down, and there will be no Bob Baffert, correct, this year at the Derby?
That is correct. Yeah, it's really unusual. It's funny. I got here Tuesday. I went by the barn where he's been for years at Churchill Downs Derby Week, and it was like a ghost town. I mean, there was no horses, or at least I didn't see any. All the signage that he's had up for years, unless you knew where to look, you would not have ever known he was there. So, yeah, it's very strange. There are two horses in the race that he had trained up until, I don't know, about 6 weeks ago. But then the owners switched him to another trainer so they could get points to qualify for the Derby. Those two horses are Taba and Messier. They're not trained by Tim Yakin, but they were Baffert horses. But you're right, he's not here, and his presence kind of looms over the whole event for sure.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the horses. I mean, who are the favorites coming in?
Yeah, I think the morning line favorites, which is basically the projection of what the public will do, are Zandon and Epicenter. They're the two most accomplished horses in the race. And what the linemaker is trying to do is when the final odds come up, he's trying to predict what they'll be. Now, he's not always going to be right, but come close. So Zandon is the morning line favorite. And Mike Battaglia, who makes the odds here at Churchill Downs, thinks he's going to be 3-1 when they go off at post. And again, the public will determine that by how much money they bet. And Epicenter is the second choice, just a little behind at 7-2.
What about long shots in this thing? A one like Cyberknife, who's at 20-1. I think some people are high on him.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. There are people whose opinions I respect that are. I just don't think he's going to be fast enough. I didn't think, like, the different prep races, what you look for is which, you know, is the Arkansas Derby the best one? Was it Louisiana, Florida? Where, as I said, they're all coming from, yeah, again, like the NCAA, from around the country. I did not think the Arkansas Derby was that strong this year, so I am not a Cyber Knight fan. It's not like he can't win. He's obviously got talent. If you win the Arkansas Derby, you're good enough, but he would not be at the top of my list.
What about long shot? Who's that long shot horse out there that we should be looking at?
Yeah, how about Simplification? Third in the Florida Derby. And horse racing is very much about getting your horses comfortable, and then they'll deliver their best effort. It was kind of an uncomfortable race for Simplification in the Florida Derby when he finished third. And I think with a different running style this time, and I think his jockey will do it differently, I think he'll finish better. And he's going to be every bit of 25 or 30 to 1.
What about weather? Weather always seems to play a factor into horse racing. Having worked at a greyhound track for years calling greyhound racing, I know it plays into greyhound racing. I've seen enough horse racing to know it plays in there. What are we looking at for weather for the weekend?
I think we're good tomorrow. I'm out here today as Oaks Day with the three-year-old Phillies run. There's going to be some rain later today. How much it affects the Oaks, I'm not sure. However much rain we get, it's going to stop either overnight or really early tomorrow morning. And let's say it's still raining at 7 o'clock some way. That gives them 12 hours to get fast track for the Derby. They'll have it fast way before that. They're really good down here at Churchill Downs. And the question is, even though there's some moisture, is how much? You know, are we getting drizzling? Are we getting downpours? The weather people have not been clear on that. Again, because it just keeps changing. And, you know, which way is the wind going? Where's the moisture going to blow to?
Talking with our guy, Dick Girardi, longtime horse racing writer for the Philadelphia News, Daily News, I should say. I follow him on Twitter at Dick Girardi. You know, I got one other one for you, and that has to do simply with the celebrities that are always at the Kentucky Derby. I know Aaron Rodgers tends to go every year. Are any of them actually knowledgeable and actually know anything about horse racing, or is it just a kind of check out to see what's all going on in BC?
Yeah, I suspect there are a few that understand it, but look, the vast majority are here for the party and the scene. I mean, it's something everybody should get to once, and obviously athletes of the caliber of Aaron Rodgers, they can come any year they want and sit wherever they want because they can afford it, and it's not affordable for many people. It's some of these seats, but the cool thing is you can just pay a general admission fee and get into Churchill Downs. So it's not like you need to sit up on the sixth floor in the suites that cost you $5,000 for the weekend or whatever they're charging. But yeah, tons of celebrities, actors, sports stars, people in the news. Yeah, the Derby attracts an entire a wide variety of the populace.
Is there?
You know, you have some of these horses that, and I like lineage. You know, like some of these horses who they've been bred. Would you like guys had horses like Seattle Slough, Aladar? Do we have any horses that have been bred by some of these other horses that's won it in years past that are in this race?
Yeah, there's a couple by Gunrunner, who was the horse of the year a couple of years ago. Several by a hot sire named Not This Time, who was going to be a really good horse. Unfortunately, his career got cut short. But yeah, none by the I think there's one by Tappet, is probably the most famous sire in the country.
Yep.
Now. But yeah, we you brought up some great names there, like Seattle Slough,
Aladar,
all time great stallions in the history of the sport.
Yeah.
What about the Triple Crown? Everybody's going to talk about this. Whoever wins the Kentucky Derby this weekend, everybody's going to start talking about their Triple Crown chances. Is there a dominant horse in this field right now? I mean, even the favorites, there's multiple favorites. I'm looking at Bet Online right now. Epicenter, 5-1. Zandon, like we said, 5-1. The next horse after that is at 7-1. It doesn't feel like there's a dominant horse in this thing.
You have it right. There really isn't. There isn't an American Pharaoh won the Triple Crown in 15 or Justify won it in 18 that's going to come here and be an overwhelming favorite. And you're going, you know what, this horse could win all three. I'm not getting that sense from this group. I think they're more evenly matched, so the odds on one horse winning all three are a little less. But look, maybe some horse just blows up on Saturday, wins by 5 lengths, and you know, if we talk in a couple of weeks before the Preakness or something, I might have a different tune. But, yeah, right now I think it's unlikely because of how evenly matched they are.
Dick Girardi coming on courtesy of betonline.ag. Check out BetOnline for the most up-to-date odds and props in the 148th running of the Kentucky Derby. Dick, thanks so much for coming on, man.
Dick.
Appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Always great talking.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.